This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange and Installment Sales, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Two powerful tax deferral tools, the 1031 Exchange and the Installment Sale, can interact when an exchange involves seller financing. A 1031 defers gain by reinvesting into like-kind property, and installment sale spreads gain over the years payments are received. When you carry a note on the relinquished property, seller financing, the note is non-like-kind property that doesn't fit the 1031's like-kind requirement, but it may qualify for installment sale treatment, spreading the tax on the note portion over time. So a 1031 exchange with a seller-carried note can combine the two, the cash portion deferred through the 1031, the note portion spread through installment treatment. This combination offers partial deferral when full 1031 deferral isn't achieved, but it's technically complex. This guide explains how the 1031 and installment sale combine, handling the seller-carried note, partial deferral scenarios, reporting, and planning the structure. The 1031 exchange and the installment sale are distinct deferral mechanisms that can combine when an exchange involves a seller-carried note. The 1031 defers gain by reinvesting cash proceeds into like-kind replacement property. The installment sale defers gain by spreading it over the years you receive payments on a note. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.